Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. This morning I'd like for us to meditate on the power of the group. Now, one of the things that the elders of many Native American groups said about 5 or 6 years ago was find your group. Find your group now. And this is something that many people have spoken of since then. And the reason is now is the time for another step in spiritual maturity. And we can all sit on the side of the mountain by ourselves and develop to a certain level. However, if we wish to eventually attain the unity in God, we have to learn to deal with the other parts of God while we're in a body. Several of you are saying, oh, shucks. So I'd like for us to meditate today on the power of a group, being an individual in a group, and of course focusing on our unique group, CDM, because we have the joy of incorporating spiritual information and not just having to operate from a physical perspective, as so many groups are forced to do simply for a lack of information. So if you'll take a nice deep breath and close your eyes to tune in to you, because whether we are dealing with ourselves as individuals or with a group, we're still dealing with our unique spark, and that's where everything begins. So close your eyes and turn within to you. Close out the visual world, the world that takes your attention, and tune in to you and the internal world of you. Now, the most important spiritual mystery that we practice is grounding. So let's ground. Create a flow of energy that moves from near the base of your spine through all the physical world, the chair and the floor, the earth, until it reaches the center of the earth. Take a nice deep breath. Allow your breathing to help you ground. By grounding yourself as an individual, you enhance the grounding of the group. A group is only as strong as its weakest member. So the more each one of us as individuals uses the techniques, the stronger the group is in the use of spiritual perspective. Now, those of you who know how, would you please ground the room? And then ground our little campus and create a safe environment for us to express our spirituality into the physical world. Each of us has immense power. We are spirit and part of God. And when we bring that power together into a group, we have power beyond our comprehension. So let's experience that uniqueness for a moment by allowing that bright spark of light that is you to flow to the top of your head. Just stop there for a moment and know that you are spirit. You are a part of God. You are unique. Nothing else in the mind of God is like you. Now allow that brilliant, unique light that is you to come to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Take a nice deep breath and experience your body as you ground it, ground through it, and come into it, to the center of your head. Now, I'd like for all of you to be aware of the area around your solar plexus and allow that area to relax. And those of you who know how, to simply relax and open your third chakra to experience your power. without your power, you're not going to participate as an individual on a creative level, and you're certainly not going to be much of a creator within a group. So if you find your body is disturbed by expressing power, ground. Focus in the center of your head and experience the immense power that you, the spirit, have and can bring through this body for whatever creativity you choose. Take a nice deep breath. Now let's meditate for a moment on groups. We've all been part of groups. Some have been pleasant experiences, some have not. Groups could be defined in many ways. A family is a group. A government is a group. A religion is a group. A bunch of friends are a group. Maybe you had a little club when you were a child. That's a group. Maybe you had a group at school. A whole school is a group. You've been a groupie all your life and never know. We're going to focus on the group that we have selected, and that's CDM, in order to express our spirituality in the physical world. Now, if you'll notice from your own history of participating in groups, each group has a purpose. Your family group, for example, had the purpose of keeping everybody in the group alive. It's your number one base survival unit. Unfortunately, many people believe it is the most important unit on all levels. It's just the most important unit for the body. Then you have other groups that help you in various other ways. Most of you work in a group setting, working with teams of people. And I'm sure you know all the attributes of a group. Mainly, you can accomplish so much more with a group than you can as an individual. And I want you to start by meditating on letting go of any disturbance you have about participating in a group and allowing yourself to be a power in a group. Use your grounding to let go. Use your other techniques to let go of any past disturbances about participating in a group. Maybe you had the experience of the group saying you must give up your individuality. Well, that's certainly not true here. But you will have to let go of that belief so that you can be an individual here. Because you create your reality, whether alone or with others. Maybe you have some lies that say, oh, because I'm this or that, I can't participate in a group. Male or female, short or tall, smart or dumb, I don't know. Have a long nose or a short nose, it doesn't matter. Let go of the limits to participating in groups. It's part of life on planet Earth. Now, most people are going to talk to you about groups in physical terms. I've just, in fact, defined them physically, family, government, so forth. But there are also spiritual groups. And everyone who's a member and a participant in CDM is traveling together spiritually, as well as physically. So I'd like for you to take a moment and just meditate on the spiritual groups in which you participate. Some people find that they don't feel at home in their birth family. And they find they walk in here and feel very at home. Maybe you had a group that you weren't as tied with spiritually to accomplish some physical goals in order to get with your spiritual group. Other people feel very at home with their birth family and satisfy their spiritual needs in that group as well as their physical. Every soul is unique. Every soul creates its own experience because of what it needs to learn. But since all of you are sitting here in CDM, you obviously have on some level chosen this group. So I'm going to give you just a moment to meditate on your participation physically and spiritually in this group. Take a moment and be aware of what you give and what you receive. Remember to include some spiritual aspects. Not just the physical things you do. I had a lady just say today, "Why am I here? What do I offer?" I said, "Meditate on that. Your presence. Simply your presence, your beingness in this place is immense and wonderful and an incredible addition to the group." That didn't even consider the physical things that this woman does. Now, by validating your participation, it helps you own your group membership, being a part of CDM. Every group, to me, is like a little play, and everyone has their role in the play. I would like to point out last Sunday, when the group came together and operated beautifully, because it was able to do that, working together as spirit and body in the absence of one of the lead actors. Someone else stepped into that point in the stage. Other people moved to other parts of the stage. The person who was pulling the curtain was now out on stage, so someone else stepped in and pulled the curtain. Take a nice deep breath and validate what an amazing group you are in. And what a power this group has to work together, not just physically, but also spiritually. No soul is alone. We are one with God. We are united with one another on the spiritual level. So I'd like for you right now to meditate for a moment on letting go of any beliefs that you're alone. Let go of loneliness. It's a lie. And validate how the group assists you to cleanse and release and let go of this lie. Not only do you have the company physically of like-minded souls, you have a whole new level of spiritual communication and interaction. Now, as you're letting go of some of these concepts of lonely, I want you to also let go of some beliefs about perfection as you develop spiritually. Many people believe that Jesus was alone, the perfect soul. There was an enormous group called the Essenes. They were a sect of Judaism. And they set up the whole game and were surrounding him and working with him and helping him and part of the play, just as our group works together. So many see Buddha as the standalone. Buddha was surrounded by a community of people who were supportive and helpful. How about Gandhi, a great soul? He was supported by a group of people who believed, a strong group. Each one of these souls was part of a group. Each of us is part of a group. So let's take a moment and I'll give you your choice. Both Buddha and Jesus were wonderful at working with groups. So say hello to either of these great souls that you would like to commune with you with this morning. And I want you to meditate with either Jesus or Buddha about the power of your group. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to talk for a moment with Buddha or Jesus about any concerns you have about allowing yourself to really commit yourself to your group. Remember, these souls totally committed themselves to their group and the purpose of their group. And if you have any question about the purpose of this group, it's stated very clearly in the Purpose, Creed, and Practice. We're a great group in that we're very simple and very clear. We believe the most important thing is communication with God. We agree to practice the techniques to help us do that. And we agree to teach other people what we know. Talk to Jesus or Buddha about hesitance to make a commitment to your spiritual group. Take a nice deep breath. Ask them to help you with your amusement about your commitment to your group. Ideally, being a part of a group is fun and light and bright, enjoyable, an opportunity to learn and grow, a place to go in time of joy or trouble. Both Buddha and Jesus had dear friends in their group, people whose shoulder they could cry on, people who made sure they had a decent meal when they were overworking, who made sure they had something decent to wear. They forgot about things like that at times. Validate the power of the group and ask for help to increase your commitment, your spiritual group. Take a nice deep breath. Allow your light to shine in the center of your head and be grounded. And I want you to take a moment and be aware of what power we have as a group by knowing the spiritual mysteries and using them as individuals and as a group. What power we have by agreeing that our most important function is our communication with God. Take a moment and be aware of that incredible power. Now, whether we're operating with our focus on the spiritual or on the physical, we are able to use our techniques to come into agreement, to work together. In our board of directors, if there's ever a disagreement, we stop and ground and center and clear our personal, individual spaces. And we find that we're already in agreement. We just had some silly pictures in the way. One of my favorite stories is the fact when the Essenes were getting ready for the birth of Jesus, which was a huge event and based totally on faith, they had to decide who was going to lead the group. And they decided a woman should lead the group. Part of the group was presenting that. Well, Women's Lib hadn't hit the planet at that time. Even though the Essenes were a very progressive group and women were part of everything that occurred, women had not been allowed in a leadership role. Everybody went nuts. Terrible arguments. People were all in disagreement. Until the existing leader, who happened to be male, called the group back to their spirituality. Called the group back to their spiritual techniques of grounding and centering and seeing as spirit. And the moment the group came together in its spiritual awareness, they were unanimous that this woman should lead the group during this period of time. So I want you to take a nice deep breath and validate we're a group coming together to do the best we can to cleanse our systems and allow that energy of the Supreme Being to come through and into the planet through our individual unique spark and through the group as a whole. That's a pretty amazing goal for a group. So I'm going to ask you again to meditate, this time with Jesus, about the power of this group and what you bring to it. And I'd like to invite you to keep yourself focused spiritually. Take a nice deep breath. Increase your grounding and the grounding of the room. Let's bring a bright gold energy in and let it flow to you and through your body, healing and cleansing. And then let's allow that gold energy to flow through the entire room to heal the group, to enhance our communication and our ability to work together on a neutral, high energy level. Now, some people say, well, you know, why get involved with a group? Why be with a group? Well, there are a couple of good physical reasons. One, you can get a lot more done. The other is you can have a lot more fun. And I'll add a third one is there's always someone available. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to meditate on how you can use this group. How you have and how you can. Is it a place for you to come when you need someone to talk to? A place you come because you feel so excited, you're about to jump out of your skin, and you got to go someplace where people will understand it. It's a place to be where you can share your talents of cooking or working with children or singing. Is it a place where you come and sit quietly and meditate and add your power and strength from being? Be here in the present moment with your participation in CDM. And I'm asking for you to be in the present because all of us have played together before. We have been together as spirit in other groups. We want to leave those times behind and be here in the present moment. What can you do in a group you can't do by yourself? So take a moment and meditate on some of the things we can do as a group. Tune into some physical things we can do. Have more parties. And also some spiritual things. Reach people around the world with this wonderful information about the mysteries. What happens when you have a desire and a belief on your own? You create. What happens when we as a group are uniform in a desire and a belief? We create on a larger scale. Take a nice deep breath and be aware of being part of this immense and fabulous power. When we come together as a group and ask God, it will be given. And that's why we will be a bit careful what we ask for. And speaking of that, I'd like to invite you to spend the rest of the meditation in your quiet communion with your God. So enhance your grounding. Allow yourself to be either in the center of your head or around the top of your head, using the gold vibration to increase your energy. Say hello to your God, and you can have a quiet time, or you may want to meditate on the power of your group. Take a nice deep breath. Let's receive God's blessings for our group. Simply receive. We are the group. Each of us makes up the group. It's not some amorphous, strange thing outside of us. We're it. We are creating a body called CDM. And each of us is one of the cells in that body. Take a moment and receive the energy from God to make our purpose, creed, and practice manifest. When you're ready, you can allow your attention to come back to the physical world. You may want to pat your knee, wiggle your foot. When you're ready, you can bend forward, release energy. Sit up. Say hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.